When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Forever Dog.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review podcast. My name is Whitmer Thomas, and I'm joined as always by my number one co-host, Clay Tatum. Clay Tatum is my friend and my co-host. We have our number one guest on the podcast, Brent Weinbach, and our number one audience member, Rodney Berry. Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about the movie Shazam. Brent is an expert in some fun stuff.
And I like also playing games.
Tune in and live on Slappy Doo to you. And go ahead, hit it, Clay, whenever you get a chance. And I think it's right now. But go.
This week, maybe.
Oh, I love that track.
That was really good.
You like that?
That's a great track.
So, Brent, you actually play piano, and what do you think of that?
I loved it. I loved it.
Why?
Because it just, the groove was there, and I was really feeling that groove.
Yeah.
And it just, you know, there's a lot of musicality to your playing and to your song, your beat choice.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, I love your sensibility when it comes to beat choice.
I like my beats funky.
Yeah. Do you ever play to it? Whenever you're sitting at home jamming on your piano, do you ever put on a funky beat to play to?
I don't put it's not so much a funky beat, but I definitely play, I airplay. I mean, I'm not touching the keys, but I put the demo on and I'll airplay to it so it feels like I'm playing it. And that feels pretty good.
Oh, cool.
You know? It feels like I'm really getting into the groove.
That does sound fun.
Yeah. So you.
What are we doing?
There's no actual hard beats, drum beats on my thing.
On what kind of thing do you play?
Well, it's more of an electric piano, so it just sort of just has the basic sound.
But when you're Baby Brent, let's talk about Baby Brent.
Oh, Baby Brent played with beats.
Yeah, beats.
Oh yeah, I was beaten off, and not in a sexual way, not with regards to my penis, but musically I was beating off. Yeah.
Now, if I gave you $700,000 right now, would you change your name to Baby Brent Weinbach?
$700,000.
Yeah.
And you would have to introduce yourself as
does my name have to be that for my whole life?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Can I get it changed at what certain point?
That your name has to be that forever.
Well, maybe after you spend the $700,000.
You could, if you wanted to, you could do that and then give back the money once you change your name back.
Wait, or spend it, Rod says.
Yeah, I think if you spend all of it.
No,
then
Rod.
I can change
it
back.
Rod is making up bullshit.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Hold on a second.
That's fucking trash, Rod.
No, I think that makes sense.
Explain this to me. I have to give the money back?
No, none of these rules.
No.
You get $700,000. I give it to you right now.
Yeah.
And you are now called Baby Brent Weinbach. And everybody give it up right now for Baby Brent Weinbach.
So I have to not only change my name legally, but go by that as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That has to be my name.
Yeah.
Baby Brent Weinbach.
I think it's cool. I think it's one of the cooler ones.
Here's the thing.
Come up with.
I wouldn't do it for $700, but I would do it for probably $2.5 million.
Forever.
Yeah.
Okay, it's good to know.
So when people see you, they go, hi, Baby Brent.
Or they just call me Baby.
That's cool.
Oh, hey, baby.
So do you think that would change anything about the way that you perform if you were called Baby Brent Weinbach?
No, not at all. In fact, it would. If anything, it would probably I would probably exaggerate sort of the whatever, something.
The babiness?
Would you be more of a baby or less?
I would make the name more ironic sounding, probably. I think that's what would happen, probably, is it affect me to maybe become more adult-y.
Yeah. Okay. Would you grow your hair out? I've been trying to get you to grow your hair out for years now.
Which hair? The hair on my head or somewhere else?
Somewhere
else on my body? Okay.
Everywhere.
Or everywhere. Yeah, I probably would. I'd probably get real rocked out.
Rocked out?
Yeah, I'd be a rocker like you.
Yeah, this
used to be more clean cut. Now you're rocked out.
Am I? Well, to me, I look more clean cut now.
Yeah.
No.
Well, except I have this terrible goatee.
No. You definitely are more rocked out now than when I first met you. You were very clean cut before.
In my mind, I was like in my more of a punk phase back then.
And now you're more of a what? A surfer phase.
I do think you were more clean cut back then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I probably was. I think back then I thought if I wanted to be a comedian, I should be wearing a hoodie all the time. Because that was the
You
wardrobe.
Wore button-up shirts and your hair was short and you were clean-shaven and you looked like a clean-cut young man.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of like a wild beach boy.
Yeah, you grew out your butt hair.
Yeah, my butt hair is too long.
Why are you growing out your butt hair?
Because it's nice. It's just I finally have butt hair, so I feel like I should grow it out.
That's how you do it. That's rocker style.
Yeah, rocker style.
That's what Led Zeppelin used to do. Yeah. Hey, what are we doing today?
Okay, well, today we're going to talk about, well, it really is interesting that we're talking about this baby stuff and about Brent changing his appearance possibly. And
I might.
And he might.
Hey, look.
And that 2.5 mil.
Send the offer.
Yeah. Because the other day we all went down to, what movie theater was it?
It was the Cineplex 6.
Yeah, what part of town is that?
It's in North Hollywood.
Yeah, we all went to the North Hollywood Cineplex 6.
Classic.
Together, and we saw Shazam.
They call it Cine 6 sometimes.
Yeah, Cine 6.
Cine 6.
We all saw Shazam, which, as everyone knows, is a movie about a boy.
What is it about?
It's about a boy who becomes a man and fights crime with his powers that you get when you become a man.
What does he fight?
Crime.
Crime? What type of crime? Embezzlement?
Another guy. No.
No? So no. He lets that get away?
He actually does.
He doesn't fight Trump in the movie.
He doesn't fight Trump. He fights a guy who has seven deadly sins living inside of him.
Pro-Trump?
Probably pro-Trump.
Really?
Yeah.
He's wearing red.
He's pro a lot of things.
Wait, is Shazam pro-Trump?
That's what I'm asking.
No, Shazam is not pro... Well, I don't know if he's pro-Trump.
Well, did he go down to the White House and kick some ass?
No.
Well, then he's pro-Trump.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you had superpowers and you didn't go down to the White House and kick some ass.
That means you're probably pro-Trump.
Yeah.
Good point. Yeah, yeah. If you were a true superhero, that would be your first thing.
I just try to get a Trump chant going at the White House when I was in D.C. most recently.
And how'd it go?
Nobody joined in. I was trying to just get... I think people were... It was unclear as to what I meant by it. You know, did they think I was... anti him or pro him or what, but I just started going Trump, 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 Trump outside the White House, and I wanted people to join in. I was saying, come on, let's go. Trump, 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 Trump. And what does it mean? Am I protesting or am I just into it, you know, or what? No. They didn't know, but yeah, there's...
Are you going to do a sneaky prank where at the end you go, sucks?
I was just going to just keep it going, Trump, and then at one point just end it with one big Trump. Trump.
Yeah.
And then we end it. Just, you know, I didn't want people to know what was up, you know? Just, what does it mean, you
know? That's what I like about your comedy is it's chaos, it's anarchy. There's no way to know where it's going to go.
I want to keep you guessing.
Baby Brown Weinbach keeps you guessing.
I want to keep him guessing just like Shazam does, where you don't know if he's pro-Trump or not. And
I assume pro-Trump because he didn't kick ass.
Well, yeah, so let's say he's a pro-Trump superhero for sure. He starts out as a boy.
He only a boy.
Billy.
You only a boy. You're only a boy.
You're just a boy.
My friend trapper daters. Killed my mom with a sling blade.
You don't need doctor like that.
Some people call it a Kaiser blade. I call it a sling blade.
So that's the kind of boy he was, or?
Well, yeah.
You only a boy, yeah.
When he was a boy, he is an orphan. He's goofing around, always trying to figure out where his mom is. And then his name is Billy Batson. And then he goes to
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
His name is Billy Bob Thornton Batson. Billy Bob Thornton. Sorry.
So he's like,
where my mama at?
And he goes and lives in a foster home that has a bunch of different fun, nice orphans who are all cool and nice. And Billy Batson.
Why is he there?
Because he doesn't have a family.
He's an orphan also.
And they were only boys.
Yeah. And they were just a bunch of boys.
All of them were only boys.
Boy, there's a couple of little girls in there as well.
Oh, they were only girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all bouncing around and being like nice. But they're bouncing around like a bunch of dogs, and they're being nice, except for one of them. Except for Billy Batson is actually a total dick.
Why is that?
I think because he's upset about his mom not loving him enough to stick around.
Mm-hmm. But all the other kids are
did
orphans.
Did you fall asleep during the movie?
No. Well, Clay has a problem every time we see a movie, which is where he gets really hungry right in the beginning. He has to leave to get his mid-movie burger.
You missed that part. Yeah.
Sometimes I think about the burger so much, I don't even pay attention to the movie. I just see the colors.
And so you, at this point, you did leave to go get the burger.
Yes.
And did you
I was hungry.
Did you get the burger?
Yes.
And were you chomping on it?
Of course.
But he doesn't. Sometimes he brings it into the theater. Sometimes he eats it in the lobby.
I went back to Umami.
Yeah, sometimes he goes to Umami.
Yes.
Down and eat a burger at Umami.
One burger for here.
And have you ever been to Umami, Brent?
Every day.
Really?
All the time.
Yeah.
Well, I used to. I used to go every day.
Do you live near an Umami?
I do now. Yeah. But I don't go there as much anymore. I used to go when it was further away from me. Whoa. It was kind of close, though. It was closer than you.
I love Umami.
You did?
Yeah, I still do.
It's great.
I did.
You did.
Yeah, I loved it. It was my favorite burger in town until they changed their ways.
They start selling.
They changed some stuff up?
Yeah, sell the Impossible Burger now.
I tried the Impossible Burger.
It's impossible for you to finish it.
It was.
You didn't like it.
No, I thought it was possible.
Yeah?
Yeah, they call it the Impossible Burger. I'm eating this. I'm thinking, it's possible.
Save it for the stage. Yeah. So Clay's gone. He's getting his mid-movie burger at Umami. Meanwhile, we're all watching this going, Billy Batson, be nice. And then I forgot to say the movie opens with a nerdy kid in probably the 70s who's in the back of a car with his dad and his brother who gets taken to a place. And he has to decide, like, this weird wintry place where a wizard goes, you got to decide to be good and help the world, or you can touch this orb and get all the powers in the world right now. And he goes for the orb. That's pretty much Trump.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the orb had all the seven sins in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And then cuts to now, and then everything I just
said.
Do
not spit. Do not steal.
Don't spit. Don't steal.
Thou shalt not spit.
Thou shalt never touch another man's dog.
Yes.
Never touch another man's dog.
Yeah.
Real quick, that's what the this man said to his son in front of me, who after touching my leg at this in Las Vegas, this man I was working with, his son was being kind of friendly, and he touched my leg at one point. He was just kind of being affectionate a little bit, and he said, "Don't touch that man's leg. Never touch another man's leg." I knew the guy right at this point. We'd been working together for a few days, but the son had grown kind of close, and then he touched my leg, and then I did think it was a little weird that he touched my leg, but I didn't say anything. But then he said, "Don't touch his leg. Never touch another man's leg." And then but then the kid got upset, not because of that, but because of something else. He was just kind of got upset at one point. And then, so we started cheering him up. My friend and I started cheering him up by recreating the Tommy Davidson calzone or the pizzone or pizzone pizza from Pizza Hut commercial.
Whoa. I don't remember this.
It goes like this. It says, it's tantalizing toppings. He goes, it's the new P-Zone from Pizza Hut. Tantalizing toppings. Calzone style. He goes, calzone style. He says style.
Style.
Instead of style.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I love those old Pizza Hut commercials.
I think it's Pizza Hut.
I still think to this day that Pizza Hut has the best commercials. And I like Pizza Hut more than Domino's. I'll say it.
Take.
The most important part of that commercial is mozzarella cheese. he says mozzarella cheese. Mozzarella cheese, tantalizing toppings, calzone style.
Damn. So, what are you, a Pizza Hut or Domino's kind of guy?
Well, between those two, I'm going to have to go to Pizza Hut.
Wow.
I'm going to have to go to Pizza
Hut. Cool.
That's
my baby Brent Weinbach. That's why.
If I was not baby Brent Weinbach, maybe I'd go to Domino's, though. Mm-mm.
What about that stuffed crust?
Of Domino's?
No, it's the Pizza Hut,
that's
my
Pizza
man.
Hut,
man. Mm-mm. You don't like stuffed crust?
Too stuffed.
I love it.
I want to stuff myself, not the crust.
No, I don't. What? Rod hates it all.
I love stuffed crust, but
I don't like either. But if I had a pick, I'd go Pizza Hut. I'd rather go to Little Caesars or something.
No way.
Pizza,
really?
Pizza.
Caesars?
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza. Isn't it sad that that guy doesn't even do anything anymore?
Caesar?
I think he still works.
I don't think he says pizza, pizza, though.
Tweet at us right now if he says pizza pizza. Tweet at hashtag he says it.
Show us a video of him
hashtag
saying
he said
pizza
it.
Pizza.
I think he says pizza pizza. So.
Hashtag he said it.
And hashtag if you think Brent should change his name to Baby Brent Weinbach, hashtag Baby Brent.
And hey, you know what?
What's up?
Get at me with an offer, too, if you're interested.
2.5
Let's make this
mil.
Real. I would do it.
We could get him to do it for two.
I would do it for anyway. Maybe probably do it for two, to be honest, actually.
Okay.
So,
the reason I wouldn't do it for 700,000 is because 700,000 wouldn't really do much for me.
Oh,
but 2 mil could do something for me, though, you know?
It'd help you to live comfortably for a while without...
700 mil?
700,000.
I mean, 700,000. I need that. I want to buy a house.
Yeah.
And I want to buy a house that's a 1.0 mil.
Yeah.
It's a good down payment.
I want one 1.0 mil house.
Right.
1.5 mil house.
Okay.
1.5 mil house.
All right.
And then that's why extra mil.
Then I want extra mil to sort of play around with. You know?
Well, I think also you could
fun with, you know.
Also, if you were named Baby Brent Weinbach, you might get a deal somewhere because that's a crazy name.
As a spokesperson for Pizza Hut?
Or you could have your own cartoon called Baby Brent and His Big Boys.
Yes.
It's about Baby Brent who has some
really
big
good for
friends.
Oh, I love that. Actually, sounds great.
But
by the way, you're not so wrong about Baby Brent, to be honest. You're not so wrong about it because I had an idea first of all, I had a dream and an idea. Okay, here's the dream first. The dream is I dreamt that I was a baby and wait, was I shooting it? It was somehow the makeup was so crazy that I actually looked like a baby. But no, you know what? I just was a baby and Jenny Slate was my mom.
Whoa. Well, that sounds like a good show to me.
Isn't that weird? And then I thought, what about a show where I'm a baby?
Yeah.
And they did that kind of in the that movie, that's Wayne Brothers movie. Yeah.
Little Man.
Wait, was it? No, it was something. Well, oh, yeah, something like that. And
Oops,
I'm
a baby now.
What is it called?
Oops, I'm a baby now.
I think that's it.
Oops, baby, I did it.
Oops, baby, it's me.
I was thinking, if I was just a baby, that'd be kind of fun. I don't know. Anyway, I like where you're going, and I think you're onto something because I've already been thinking about it in my head and as an idea consciously and in my dream life.
Okay, good. Baby Brent Weinbach. He's a millionaire.
And he has some big boy friends. I like that. That's the best part. Can you guys be my big boys?
Yeah.
Oh, totally. I love that. I love you guys
Baby
being
Brent
my big boys.
And his big boy.
Oh,
Baby Brent
that.
And the big boy. Whatever it is. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a hit.
You go see movies and stuff. You like take me in the stroller and stuff. Mm-hmm. But you have to like prop me up.
Yeah.
You prop my stroller up so I can see the screen.
Moon baby. So, all right. So Billy Batson is.
What are we doing now?
We're still talking about the movie.
Okay. So what's going on?
Billy Batson is hanging out at school with all of his foster family, and they're all different ages, like completely different ages, but they all somehow still go to the same high school together, even though one of them is 4 years old. And Billy is defending his foster brother who is handicapped. He walks with a crutch.
Uh-huh.
And he kicks all these bullies' ass, and then he runs away, and he hops on a subway. He punches him in the gut and kicks him around.
Ouch.
And then he hops in the subway, and then when he goes to the subway, he gets transported to meet the wizard. And the wizard's like, do you pick the ball of stuff, or do you pick the thing? Or he doesn't have a choice for some reason, because all the seven deadly sins
they
got
were taken
away.
Already.
Yeah, the guy already has
them.
The
guy already took them. Yeah.
But I wonder if he would have chosen the seven sins if he'd given the opportunity.
He probably would have because he's got a bad attitude.
Because choosing between the seven sins and the other stuff,
the responsibility.
That's like choosing between Pizza Hut or Domino's.
Yeah, exactly. What sin do you want?
Me?
Yeah, you had to pick a sin.
Well, I have to pick a sin?
Yeah, pick a sin.
Okay, what are they again? Greed?
There's greed.
Sloth? I love sloth.
Sloth.
Sloth is nice. You can just relax.
Think about the movie Seven. There's the big guy that ate too much spaghetti.
Yes.
And then the guy that got fucked by a knife?
Yeah.
What is that one?
Lust?
Lust?
Is that lust?
Lust must be
fucking a knife.
Well, look, you lustful.
Okay,
thoughts,
so you got you're horny, you're hungry, you're lazy,
and you're prideful.
Prideful.
Oh, I like that too. I'm proud of myself. I'm a proud man, and I don't like a man touching another man's leg.
Yeah. Get him.
Never touch another man's leg.
Get him, boy.
You should have done that.
So, yeah, that's what he told him. That's what I told him. I said, he said, never touch another man's leg. I said, he only a boy.
No.
And then he said, yeah, not to done that. And I said,
just boys. Go give him to French fabricators. Busted some happy now.
He just busted some tutti frutti rope.
Oh, there's the cheating one. You can't cheat.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, no, that's not
that's
it.
That's definitely
it's
lust.
Like this. You go like this. Sloth?
Sloth.
Or whatever. Lazy?
Lazy, hungry,
sexual,
horny.
Sexual.
Spit.
Pride. Envy.
Envy.
Envy and pride are two different ones. And wrath.
Dopey.
Okay.
And wrath.
Dopey.
Yeah, dopey. Happy?
Is Dopey the last one?
Yeah.
What was it? There's one more though, right?
Sneezy. Sneezer.
What is
Mo?
There?
Doc.
Okay.
Wait, what is it?
Sneeze. I can name the seven dwarves.
We just said it, Craig. Oh, clean the shit out of your ears.
Do the seven dwarves correspond to the seven sins somehow? Who would be who? Let's just nail down all the seven sins first. What's the one that we're missing,
though? There's a
dwarf
that
Gluttony.
Wait, that's the hungry.
That's hungry.
Wait. Sorry, no, you said...
Horny, hungry, lazy.
Sloth.
Prideful.
Envious.
Envy.
Envy.
Being pissed off is one.
Wrath. And one more.
Okay. Horny, hungry.
Sneezy.
Come on, sneezy now.
What is it?
Is being sick a sin?
Is there a way we can do all H's? Like, prideful, we can say happy. So we get horny, happy, hungry.
This is the game here.
Wait, horny, happy, hungry.
Horny, happy, hungry.
There's lazy. Ugh, that's a hard one.
No, then maybe more just helpless.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, I don't know. Like, help. What's the other one? There's one more. Greed?
Yeah, greed.
So that's also kind of hungry in a way.
Yeah.
So we're horny in a way.
Well, but horny is also
okay.
I think hungry.
Well, because you like to eat.
Yes.
Well, I like sloth because I just want to relax.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sloth.
Yeah,
but I also sloth do is the kind best of like. One. Yeah. I mean, I like a lot of those to be honest. I mean, I do like food is fun, but yes. I don't want to get too big though.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like I like money. Greed. Yes. I like money.
The 2.5.
2.5 baby
bread. Wait, money or hungry? I want to be fat as a pig.
Oink, oink, says Clay.
Yes.
And I also want to have... I want to be a proud man.
Yeah.
You would be a proud boy.
Making a living. I want to be a proud boy.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm a proud boy.
I'm a proud boy, too.
guys.
And so, well, guess what else is?
I want to be all of those, except for wrath.
Yeah.
And envy. And I don't need that. I don't need envy. I don't need wrath. I don't need lust.
Right.
Yeah.
Who needs it? And
yeah.
Who... But that's it, right?
That's it.
The other ones I'm down with, actually.
Those
aren't seven sins. Those are seven...
Wins.
Wins.
Yeah, seven wins.
Seven wins. Or they're four wins or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag four wins.
So Billy Batson goes down to Wizard. He picks to become Shazam.
Sorry, just to interject real quick.
Okay.
Seven dwarves corresponding to seven sins. Does that work?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think, except for Sneezy is clearly...
What's the horny one? Who's the horny one? Sneezy's not horny.
I think Doc is horny.
No. Sneezy is horny. And here's why.
Uh-huh.
When I was younger, anytime I thought of things, you know, in such a way, it made me sneeze.
Uh-huh. And also, if you sneeze, that's supposed to be, like, part of an orgasm.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So Sneezy
is
the lustful one.
Yeah.
And... What's the guy who's grumpy is Wrath?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, this works, actually.
Okay.
And then Pride has got to be Doc, right? Because, you know what I mean?
Wait, is there a lazy dwarf?
Yeah. There's one that's sleepy.
Sleepy.
That's a one-to-one, baby.
Snippy. Wow, this is really going off. I just feel like we should do this, you know? Dopey?
Snippy.
Dopey is actually something.
Yeah, who's the stupid one? What's the stupid
Dopey.
One? Wait, is greed... Is greed kind of dumb?
I don't think
it's a dopey thing to do.
Well, envy is stupid, right?
Yeah, I think envy's probably stupid.
Because it's like, you don't even know.
Like, what?
You don't even know what their life is like. Right. You want to be somebody else. You don't even know what their life is like. You just see this filtered light. Anyway, all right, carry on.
Okay, go.
It works, is all I'm saying.
It does work, 100.
Okay. So he becomes the guy.
What is this?
He says, Shazam! He holds the staff.
What are you talking about?
The movie Shazam.
Okay.
He says, Shazam! He holds the staff, and then he transports
back. And then he figures out what song was playing on the thing, right?
Yeah.
He figures out what
is the song, 24 Karat Magic in the Air, because that's the song that's playing in this movie.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah. So then he goes back to the world, and he says, something crazy happened. I said all this, and then I said, Shazam! And then he turns into a superhero man named Shazam.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what?
What?
When there's a superhero in town, villains come out. So the villain finds out that Shazam is around, and he fights him in public. But Shazam doesn't know how to fight because he's just a boy.
He's dumb as dirt.
He's only a boy.
He's just a boy.
You know, I have to say, I never go to the bathroom during movies, and I just had to go to the bathroom so bad that I did miss that part when he fought the first villain.
Yeah,
what were you doing in the bathroom?
I was actually spying on... Clay.
With the burger?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he brought the burger to the bathroom?
You went to mommy? Let me tell you something. It was possible.
Yes.
Oh.
It was possible.
Well, so you got an impossible burger, but Brent wasn't impressed.
Well, I just didn't think it was impossible. I thought it was totally possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Okay, so Brent's gone. At this point, it's just me and Rod, and Rod's sucking down with popcorn.
I came back, though, not too long afterwards, yeah. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so...
Who does he fight?
He's fighting the kid, who now is a man.
The
who,
Seven
who
Sins.
Who took the Seven Sins.
He only a man.
He just a man now.
And the Seven Sins went into his eye, and then they're fighting each other.
Yes.
And then he goes back to being a kid.
Wait, what was the fight like?
Boom, bang, ding, boom. And he's like, I don't know what I'm doing. Heck.
And this, yeah.
Ouch. Ooh. Ooh.
Go on.
And so then they, ow.
And he touches his leg.
Yeah,
he shouldn't have done that.
He touches the leg and he goes. wait, no.
It was kind of more of his knee, kind yeah, of. Well, it was more of his knee.
He goes,
He kind of hit it with a little. It's more like he knocked on it. He knocked on his knee.
It's a little one?
Excuse me, Mr. Brent.
Oh, it's a boy.
Excuse me, Mr. Brent.
Brent, get your hand off that man's leg.
I'm sorry.
Never touch another man's leg.
Like this?
So
what's going on now?
So they're fighting, and then he confesses. Are they still fighting? The boy. He becomes the boy again.
What? Who
becomes Shazam
the boy?
Becomes the boy again.
Why?
Billy.
And he goes. Why? He goes to his friend and his foster family friend, and he goes, "I'm a superhero. I was that guy." And he goes, "Oh my god, we got to film it and figure out your powers and all this stuff." And then they're
already friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were friends after he beat up the bullies for him.
Yeah.
That's when I came back in, actually.
Yeah, and then he has the powers, and then, but because of the power comes responsibility, so he has to fight. But guess what? He still doesn't respect the foster family.
Yes.
But then more bad stuff keeps happening, and then all of the seven deadly sins come out of the guy, but the guy still has powers because only six of the sins came out of him.
Which, yeah.
And he kept one sin who you're not sure who it is yet.
He kept horny?
It's got to be Wrath.
No. And then...
it's got to be.
They're all fighting, but guess what, dude?
What?
What's up, dude?
He doesn't know how to do it. He can't win. And then... guess what?
What?
Oh, what?
The dude, that guy with the glass eye, has that staff. He took it from the wizard. The staff that Shazam had to hold on to become Shazam.
Uh-huh.
And he tries to make Shazam hold it.
Yes.
But he doesn't want to, because if he holds it and says Shazam, then that means that the bad guy with the sins gets all of Shazam's powers.
Yeah.
Dang.
And then he'll end the world.
That's
so
right.
What ends up happening is all of his... He realizes that he cares deeply about his foster family.
Yeah.
And so he makes them all hold on to the staff, and they all say Shazam.
And they become
together,
superheroes.
And they all become superheroes
what?
Together.
What?
That rocks.
Yeah.
This rocks.
And then he likes them now, finally.
Yeah.
Because he didn't really like them before. And now
superhero?
That they're superheroes,
he
likes them now.
He can respect them because they're all strong and can fight. And Adam Brody is a superhero from the OC.
Whoa.
And, he's actually really fun, and they're all fighting, and they kick all of the six deadly sins ass really good, and then that main Shazam goes to beat up the guy with the glass eye and is like, why can't I win? Oh wait, it's because you haven't released all seven of your sins, because you still have one left inside of you. I know who it is. It's envy, because you're jealous of me
and my family.
Yeah. And everyone screams, and Envy gets so pissed off that it comes out of him, and then the dude beats up the bad guy and then beats up Envy, and then they all win and they live happily ever after in the foster home.
Woo!
Yep.
And they're all superheroes now.
No, it was action packed. It was exciting, and I learned a lot about music.
Oh yeah. Okay. So that's us talking about the movie. We'll come back.
Wait, that's it?
No, we got it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we'll come right back after this. Quick break.
Okay.
Are you gonna
what?
Are you just gonna leave this song on?
Oh wait. We can go to break now.
Okay.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, We believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So now we can go back.
Yeah, what's going on? Let me kick into it really hard. Okay, wait, ready?
Yeah.
I want to give you some good crap, okay?
Crap me up.
I'm going to crap you up right now.
All right, Scoop.
Oh, I got a good one right here. Let's go, baby.
And we're back at the podcast. So...
What?
That was the movie Shazam, and because of all of those things, I like the family stuff, I like the colorfulness, I like that they made a superhero movie where he votes for Trump in the movie.
This review went by a lot quicker than our normal ones, huh?
No, look, we're 30 minutes in.
But look how much I wrote down!
Well, it's because you've been getting worse and worse at writing stuff down.
Yeah, you forget to write down now.
Damn it.
So out of all that, I give it a 10 out of 10.
All right.
What do you think, Brent?
I generally don't like things that are so fast-paced like that, this movie, you know? And the political undertones were cool. I liked them. And I love politics. And I love talking about politics. And, you know, like I said, I learned a lot about music. But I really only liked probably 5 of the tracks of the 15 that they identified. Mm-hmm. And but I did think that the boy was a really good actor, and I thought that was pretty fun. And, you know, I'm glad that MB was the main thing, because if it was my favorite sin, which was, you know, going to be whatever, you know.
What was it?
Money, food, Eating? Or something like that, or
Drippy.
Something like that, sloth, you know? Then I would have thought, well, I don't know about that. But anyway, I think kind of weighing in all these different factors, I probably would have to give it probably a 10.
Out of?
10.
Wow.
That's a really good score. Yeah,
that's a great score.
Wow. Okay, what do you think, Rod?
Yeah.
Well, you get the whole family in there. These foster kids, I feel bad for them, but they learn a lesson at the end, and I love it. And I'm gonna have to give it a 10 out of 10.
Oh wow,
cool of you. What about you, Clay?
So I think we went over how I'm getting worse and worse on my reviews. I'm getting too caught up in the storytelling that Witt's doing.
Yeah,
and
The reviewing.
That's the thing for me is like I don't try to like focus on the plot holes and stuff. Just enjoy it as a visceral experience.
Yeah, there's good stuff on there, and they did good stuff on there.
What type of music should I do?
Well, it's your review, but I'd say something action packed with the jazz pop tinge.
Okay. Mm. I think that goes a little something like this. Well, this will be a short review from Clay Tatum. Who's that? That's me. Hello, my name is Clay Tatum, and this is my, when did this come out?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
This is my review of Jam. Came out a couple weeks ago. and this is my thoughts on the freaking movie, and this is also, what happened in the movie.
Okay.
This nut is pro-Trump. This next thing, I don't really remember talking about it, but we got Matsuhatsu cheese. I think it's something Brent brought up. I'm a proud boy now.
Matsuhatsu cheese.
And finally, at the end of the movie, what we find out is if all the children hold Shazam's staff, they grow big. And
for, big boys.
For what I just said... Oh, here, this movie, 10 out of
10. Wow. 10 plus 10 plus 10 is 40. So, plus that.
What's the math here? What are we doing here?
It's, of course, 10 plus 10 plus 10, 10, 40.
And then there's out of 10, so there's
plus
4
there's
more 10s.
Plus there's another 10 on the other side. So
that's
80. Brent, did you did
10? 80%.
That's yeah, Brent a B minus.
I gave it a 10.
Out of 10, out of though. 10. So that's 20. And yeah. Then you did the 20?
Yeah.
And then you did the 20?
I did the 20.
And oh, wait. You did 10 out of what?
10.
You did 10 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
And what did you do again?
I did 10, but that's out of 10. Oh, okay. So that's 22. Wait, no, that's 20
that's
as well.
20 as well, yeah. Not 22. So
that's 24, because there's 4 of us, right?
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
that's right. 20 times 4.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Equals 80.
80.
Yeah.
Which so is a B minus.
That's perfect score. Perfect.
Well, because it's 10 out of 10, that's 20.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. 10 and 10, that's 20. 4.
Hey.
24. Oh, no, 24 is 4 of us. 24 times 4 is 80. 96. That's actually not
that's
bad.
That's not bad.
That's actually like the best
that's
score we've
really
been.
Really good score.
That's an A plus in my book.
Yeah.
It's barely an A. It's almost an A plus, but
inching by.
It's like an A. It's a solid A.
Yeah. What's an A plus? 97?
It's 95.
100.
100,
actually. 100. Actually, no, 100 is S.
Oh, no, that'd be S rank.
That's an S ranking.
Superior.
Yeah.
Superior.
That's an S ranking.
Mm-hmm. What's that but mean? Then, superior?
Significant? Well, it's just like a special.
Yeah,
special,
you're just
ranking.
Like the top. You got the S.
100 is an S ranking.
Yes.
Or 100 and up is S ranking. And then 99 is A plus, I guess.
Yeah.
Something like that.
That makes sense.
But I will say this.
What? Yes.
Shazam? I thought we were seeing Space Jam.
Do you wish?
Well,
you know, there's talks of them making a new Space Jam with LeBron James.
But it sounds so similar. James. If you say Space Jam, it sounds like Shazam.
Space Jam.
When you watched that as a boy, did you get chills?
Never saw it.
What the hell, Brent?
What?
Right.
I never heard of it. And
you've never heard of it?
Never seen it, and I never will.
You brought it up.
Brent, you messed up in the head.
I'll tell you this much, though. Mm-hmm. That movie came out when I was already a man.
What?
Well, something like that.
Wow. Okay.
You consider yourself a man.
I think so.
Well,
how old were you when you became a man?
I don't even know. Maybe 2 years old or something like that.
Damn, that's right.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense, and that gets us into what you're an expert on. You're an expert on males.
Males, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with men or whatever.
Boys. Males.
Males.
All males.
It's all male.
Yeah, and so that means, and that's probably because ever since the young age of 2, you've always been a man.
I've always been a male.
Well, a male as well, yeah.
What's your favorite feature of a guy?
Well, it's hard to say, but, you know, there's lots of good sort of creases. You know, I love the creases of a man, you know. These are things to see.
This bad boy?
Oh, yeah.
Right,
that's a
between
great
the eyebrows?
Crease. That's a great. You know who the ultimate male is?
Who?
John Kreese.
Who? Yeah.
From Karate Kid. Because he's got, it's in the name.
John Kreese.
I don't know who John Kreese is.
Wait, John Kreese from Monty Python?
Yes, John Kreese.
Just John. Well, depends on what country you're
talking
about.
Yeah, well.
You know, from Karate Kid.
Which one is that?
Who is he?
He's the main bad guy.
The blonde boy?
Not the blonde boy, the blonde man.
Oh, yeah, he's a man.
Wait, his name's John Kreese?
Yeah.
Have you been watching the new Karate Kid show on YouTube?
I have indeed, and I am looking forward to April 24th, season 2.
Ooh.
And I will be purchasing a YouTube premium account just to watch that show.
I got YouTube premium for a week so I could watch the boy band documentary.
How did that treat you?
Boy band con.
You know what you can do then? You can listen to music and turn your freaking app off.
I know.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Do you still
Wait,
do
what
that?
Boy band documentary?
Boy band con.
Oh, yeah?
You don't know about that. That's boy
when
stuff.
When you get that...
I want to know it, though.
Okay. Well,
as a male expert, I want to know it.
Well, because boys become men.
He's not a man expert. He's a male expert.
Boys become males.
Yeah, you'd like it. There's a lot of male stuff in it.
I love male.
I'm more of a boy nut than a male head.
Yeah, and I'm more of a male butt.
What?
Male butt, you're a boy nut.
Yes, that's
honestly,
right.
Though, I am a male head, but I definitely like to think about boys.
Well, I definitely think about boys more. That's why I'm a boy nut.
Why is that, Brent?
Well, because I love coming of age.
Yeah.
Especially from a male perspective.
Uh-huh. So what's like a good coming of age boy movie?
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Why?
Well,
Brad Pitt learns a lot.
Brad Pitt really comes of age.
I would say Brad Pitt starts off as a boy.
He starts out as a plum and gets whittled down into a pit by the end of the.
And then is he a man?
He's a pit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Here's one. You know, people do these kind of name puns or whatever with, you know, at midnight or whatever, they do these name puns.
Yeah, okay.
So here's one for
Probably loves
sea
it.
Yes. Related. Sea, you know, kind of ocean related.
Uh-huh. And I'll give out points.
I forgot to say this. You know, I did this episode and I forgot to say this one, but crab's pit.
What?
There we go.
Points.
Crab's pit.
Points.
Yeah, I don't
points.
Know. Something to think points. About.
And did you win?
Yep.
Okay.
You won? Did win?
I forgot to say that, though.
Yeah. You still won without that one.
All right,
Brent. Did it feel good to win?
Brent, you currently have 1 point.
Well, that's all I wanted to say. That's the only point I wanted to make, to be honest. Just that 1 point.
That's like the
Crab's Pit. That's kind of funny, though, right? Crab's Pit.
Yeah, it is funny.
Think about it. Crab's Pit.
But did it feel good to win?
It felt good to win. It felt good to win the second time.
You've won twice?
You won twice?
I won twice.
How many times did you win? Baby Brent Weinbach.
Twice. Two times.
How many times were you on?
How many times was on?
Yeah.
Two times.
Damn.
0-0.
Who were you up against?
Oh, Weird Al Yankovic.
Hoot.
Yeah, you're... Freaking rock that guy.
Yeah. Well, he's currently, Brent's currently winning right now with 1 point.
Well, I mean, that's all there is to it. Game over, I think. Unless you want to keep the game going.
I'll keep the game going.
Look, what about males do you guys like?
I like.
Who's your favorite male?
Ooh, my favorite male right now.
And what do you like? And what's why? And why?
I mean, all time?
I've been.
Yeah, favorite male all time.
I've been really loving recently. A male I've been really loving is Robert Smith. Been watching a lot about The Cure and Robert Smith.
Yeah, he was.
He's cool looking. Wait, in the
I would say he's a boy.
No,
and he doesn't cry.
He looks like male. Ben. Do you know that he looks like Ben Affleck? If you ask me,
huh?
Didn't you think he looks like Ben Affleck? If you ask me,
he's got a round face.
I can't imagine him.
I swear to you,
without the hair.
Look at him with, even with his makeup on and stuff. Look at him. Well, look at him without the makeup, okay? He even makeup or makeup.
Does he
makeup
exist?
Or no makeup? He looks like Ben Affleck, I swear to you.
What's freaking triggered?
I'm triggered, but I can't wait to look it up.
I swear they have the same face.
Audience, if you agree with Robert Smith looking like Ben Affleck, tweet hashtag I agree.
I swear to you.
Use hashtag I agree.
I swear to you. I swear. It's they. If they ever did a biopic of The Cure,
yeah,
Ben Affleck, he goes right in there.
But he's too old.
I'm going to say this, Brent. I don't know if I agree with you, but you're definitely getting a point.
With the makeup on, you can't tell how old he is.
Yeah,
you put the white makeup on, he's
that's
forever young.
A good point.
He's always a boy.
All right, well, who's a male you've been
always,
into?
He's always a boy.
He's going to be a boy.
I
to
love.
Me.
You know what? Lately, I've been looking and I've been watching a lot of clips of Keanu. Clips of
ooh,
Keanu.
He's top male for me.
I don't
me
know why.
He's
like one I'm of fascinated the with him these days.
Top males.
Because he's nice.
But also, he's really, he has a funny way about him in interviews. He's kind of moving around a lot, moving his hands around. He's a little bit, I think, nervous in interviews. And I like that about him.
Does
as
he
a male.
Know he has the Matrix money?
This is pre-Matrix I was looking
does
at.
He,
I like well, a, there's a great pre-Matrix interview with him where he's talking about Fugazi.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But also, there's a current great interview with him where he's talking about all of his motorcycles.
Oh, yeah. I saw the clip. That was a recommended clip for me, actually.
Yeah. So what's your YouTube situation going on? Like,
Keanu clips, and lately I've been doing Edward Norton clips.
Ooh, Nort.
The Nort, yeah.
Yeah, I think Nort's he's good. Overlooked, right?
Well, I mean, I was just revisiting clips of American History X.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, wow, what a great job.
Actually,
I mean, he transformed in that movie into a real man. He's usually such a boyish kind of guy, and then he becomes a real true man.
That's really
it's
interesting. Weird that he was tough in that movie.
I'm going to give Brent another point.
He's so tough.
He's like tough in that movie.
I mean, he is so tough. I mean, you look at him with that bald head and he's the goatee. He looks so. Oh.
Would you ever do the shaved head for a role?
Hmm. How much money are we talking? 2.5?
And you're also playing a baby.
Hmm.
Well, and babies can't have hair.
Well, if
I
you
would
change
definitely
your name,
do it for 1.2.
So were you a baby born with full head of hair?
Probably. I was a mop top.
That's sick.
Oh, nice. I was a mop top. They called me Mop Top Brent.
So you grew up in L.A.
Mm,
and you indeed. Were bouncing around L.A. Sunset Strip.
Sunset Strip. Oh, I used to wear my leather jacket, my members only jacket, when they weren't cool. I used to wear members only before... It was after the heyday in the 80s, but it was way before they became trendy again in the early 2000s. I was wearing members only in the 90s, mid to late 90s.
Okay.
I would put my leather members only jacket on, and I would walk the streets of the Sunset Strip, and I would just be looking tough just by myself, you know?
Were you waiting to get discovered?
No, I was just checking out the scene.
You see the celebs?
I was discovering.
Did you secretly want to get discovered?
No.
How old were you?
You know, I was in the late teen.
I'd say that would be my favorite boy right now. Think about that.
Just think about teenage Brent Weinbach. That's your
Brent?
Favorite male.
Well, I was
looking, a pretty good male.
I would walk around. I saw Alan Thicke on the street.
Dang.
I said, oh, look, there go Alan Thicke. He didn't even hear me. And then I saw Jamie Foxx once.
Woo!
That's cool.
And he looked right at me. I said, there goes Jamie Foxx. He goes, made eye contact. And then I
point
and
for that.
Sitting in front of the,
is that
the
when
comedy
he had
store.
Show? Who? That's when he had his TV show?
Jamie Foxx. He was in Booty Call.
Okay.
He's Jamie Foxx of Booty Call fame. And in front of the comedy store sat a man named Skip Elo, who used to have a public access show called Skip Elo Looks at Hollywood. And I recognized him. I said, oh, there goes Skip Elo. And he told me, how old are you? You look like you're 12 years old. How old are you? And I said, well, I'm 19. And he said, you're gorgeous.
Did that make you feel good?
But I can't let you in here. You're too young.
Sorry, Skip.
Did that make you feel good?
Made me feel very good. Made me feel like a real male.
And he's a good male.
Yeah. Made me feel like a real male for once.
Well, have you kept in touch with Skip?
I think he passed away.
That's too bad. Sad.
But I know I didn't keep in touch with him. And one time I met on the Sunset Strip Dennis Woodruff.
Hey, who's that?
Oh, what?
You guys don't know Dennis Woodruff? You lived in Los Angeles for how long? Your whole life?
10 years.
Yes.
Huh?
12 years.
12 years you haven't run into Skip to Dennis Woodruff, huh?
I don't know.
He's a self-promoted actor. You know, he has his headshots all over his car, and his car is decorated Dennis Woodruff. And I saw that guy growing up in Los Angeles all the time, and I bought a DVD off of him, you know, at one point.
Was it good?
Well, it was definitely something. And, you know.
So who's a male that was
Let me just interrupt this real quick.
What?
Just do a recap. Brent, you got 5 points right now.
Okay.
Dang.
Rod, you have not made a point yet. Ooh. And sorry to inform you, you have not made a point
yet.
Hey,
but you know what? Between all four of us, or three of us, that's 5 points. That's full 5 points.
It's
15 points times three, right?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
15 to 20 points.
And you're the type of guy to share some points?
I would love to share
you'll
points.
You'll give us your points?
That's cool.
Only males. Males only.
All right. Hell yeah.
I'm a boy.
Male only.
Well, Clay is a boy.
Clay, you're not understanding that a boy still
means... What are you
talking
about?
You can be a boy and also be a male.
You're talking to a boy nut right now. Do you think I know this?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay, man.
I love hanging out with the boys. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, me too.
Hell yeah.
So, Brent, as a boy,
uh-huh.
A boy male,
yeah.
Who's like a male you kind of looked up to?
Everyone. Look, he's probably freaking short.
Travis Bickle.
Hey?
Travis Bickle?
Yeah.
Taxi driver?
Yeah.
Chucky driver man who goes around.
He looked cool, you know.
He's talking to me.
He just looked cool. I was thinking, oh, I want to be like that guy. He's cool, you know. Except for when he kind of flips out at certain times, but like he looks really cool, you know. Yeah. He's dressed cool and
Did
stuff.
Did you ever have that army jacket?
No, but I had the shirt though, the plaid shirt.
Cool.
And I thought he looks cool. I want to kind of be like that.
You talking to me?
I must be talking to you because there's nobody else. I must be talking to you because there's nobody else around.
Mm-hmm. Talking to me. Mm-hmm.
How about that? What's the other side of the conversation like? You know, he's like, hey, you looking at me?
Points.
He's like, points me? Right? Yeah, I am looking at you. Oh, yeah, I was thinking you must be looking at me because there's nobody else around. He's like, yeah, that's right. There is nobody else
that's
around.
True,
I'm
yeah.
looking at you. So what about what of it?
Hey, I'm walking here.
Sorry, my mistake. That's how I go. And then he goes to take a nap.
Right. Yeah, he's like, you looking at me? He goes, yeah, you go, oh, what do you go? You go, oh, no, sorry, I was actually looking at the sign. No,
I was looking over there.
We're just on the street, I'm just walking.
I'm looking for the nearest yogurt shop.
I'm just walking here.
I thought there was one. Yeah, I was just walking over here. And then he goes, oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Did you ever have abs?
Yes.
How old?
When I was a teenager, I was an early teen, actually. Well, early to mid-teens, yeah.
This is like before you were a teen, or you just became a teen...
Early to mid-teens.
You had Brent Weinbach, baby Brent abs.
I was really skinny, so it's easy to have abdominal muscles as a skinny boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to do martial arts. I used to take karate lessons, you know, with lots of males.
Dang.
And some, well, I hate to say it, but some females are there too. But
yeah.
Anyway, whatever on that. We won't speak of that. But I got pretty hard in my stomach. Yeah, you could punch me in the stomach and it was like a rock. I'm not.
Can we do
Did you ever have to use not your anymore. Martial arts?
Well, one time I got into a fight almost in junior high, and the guy knew secretly that I took karate lessons.
Oh.
And there was a little bit of pushing, and then he backed off because I think he thought that I would be able to do some damage. Little did he know that he probably could have beat me up because, you know.
But at the end of the day, you won that battle.
Well, he backed off.
And I'll give you points for that.
That is actually a win for you.
And you did?
Well, in elementary school, I punched and got punched.
Damn.
I got a hard kick.
Huh? Kicks, maybe. I don't really remember kicks as much, but...
I got punched.
What happened?
I was, I don't remember, but I had a neighbor that, you know, we would get in little scuffs. And we got in an argument, and then he started walking towards me. I go, what's going on? Why are you walking towards me? And he punched me in the dang face.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you ever get punched in the solar plexus?
What's that?
It's right here. It's right no. underneath the rib cage. That's the ultimate blow right there because that's a weak point.
This is from a karate expert.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right here, it's right underneath the rib cage right there.
Okay, yeah.
Knocks the wind right out of
you. Even if you press it, you can feel that it's a sensitive spot.
And it really does make you go, which is part of
Right. Oh, it makes you go,
you ought not to done that. I'm only a boy.
A boy, don't hit me like that.
He hit me in my solar plexus. Some people call it a chest. I call it a solar plexus.
You should start a band called Solar Plex.
Well, there's Solo Flex.
Okay.
You know Solo Flex?
Similar.
It's an exercise machine.
Solo Star Bang, man.
That's how flex. I got so buff, that actually. Like... I was on my Solo Flex.
So you have a sister, but you love males.
Well, she's probably my favorite male is my sister, actually.
Oh, shit.
Even though she's only a girl. But
is she male at heart?
Yeah, I think so, because that's why I connect to her so strongly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you go to school growing up in LA? Did you go to school with anybody who's super famous now?
Well...
Or are you the most famous person in your school?
No, actually, there was a girl who I used to carpool to school with named Minka Kelly.
Woo! Points for that.
That's points.
That's points.
This is everybody get a point.
You keep in touch.
I'll give everyone a point for that.
No, I lost touch with her, but she had a rocker. Speaking of rockers like you, she had a rocker dad who was in Motley Crue or something like that. I remember her seeing her dad. He was had long hair rocker, and her mom was like a real rocker babe. You know, like a, you know, she seemed like the kind of woman that would go to concerts a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mini skirts and so forth.
Making young boy horny?
Huh?
You wait, can you have one of those?
That's how I feel when I see a hot girl in a miniskirt. In my mind, I go...
That's weird. I have a totally opposite thing.
What do you think?
I raise my glasses. I go, hubba, hubba.
Yeah, those are very different things.
Yeah, that's completely... Yeah.
There was a...
I'll give Witt a point for that.
Oh, there you go. And what's his name? Did you ever see the movie called The Wizard?
Yeah, man.
You seen The Wizard?
Is this the video game one?
The video game.
Yeah, with Fred Savage and Jenny Lewis. Christian Slater.
Yeah.
Well, I went to in my class, and I did a project with him once. I went to school with The Wizard himself.
Whoa.
Whose name is credited as Luke Edwards, but I knew him as Luke Sarlene. I guess Luke Edwards was his stage name, but his real name is Luke Sarlene.
That's the boy in the movie?
Yeah.
The wizard.
The Wiz.
He's cool, man.
That's not the Wiz.
Did you ever want to just go on an audition?
I did audition.
For what?
Oh, yeah?
Child's Play.
To be the kid? Andy?
To play the doll.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
You ever run around go...
That's not what that doll does.
Yes, it does.
No, he makes quips.
I auditioned to play the boy.
Wait, I'm taking away a point.
Sorry.
I auditioned to play the boy, and he... But the script called for the boy to say the word, the B word, and the SH word.
Bastard.
Bitched and
holy hell.
Shit.
And I didn't want to say those words because I didn't swear. Because my dad swore a lot and I didn't want to swear. You know,
you don't
want to
be like Papa.
I was trying to.
Which is a male figure that you just didn't approve of.
Yeah, the male figure at that time that I approved of, probably the Marx Brothers, Chico Marx.
That's cool.
So I said I didn't want, so that made me uncomfortable during the audition. And also I threw up before the audition because I didn't want to wear the sweater that my mom wanted me to wear for
every
it.
Time and that every, happens and to me, I would throw up all the time.
Yeah. And you looked in the mirror and you grossed you out and you threw up?
Well, I had eaten these juji fruits.
Juji fruits.
And I ate these red ones and when I threw up, the vomit was red.
That's Whoa. Cool.
And so it looked like I vomited blood, but it wasn't. And I went in, did the audition.
That's perfect for Chucky, though. And
honestly, yeah, if you
exactly. yeah, yeah, I should have
vomited.
You should have
vomited the blood in the audition.
I saw the movie because I wanted to see if I want to. Okay, I'd like to see the boy who says the SH word and a B word, and he didn't do it. They didn't have him saying bad words in the movie.
They cut it from
the
movie.
So do you think your life would have been different forever
if I was the boy in Chucky?
Yeah,
You said shit and bastard.
It was a different B word.
Bitch.
But it was butt.
It was butt?
I know.
He doesn't want to say
it. But is it funny to you that no one calls Child's Play? They mostly call it Chucky.
Well, I call it Child's Play. I just called it Chucky just now, but
as a kid, I loved Chucky.
Oh, did you?
I loved horror movies.
You want to be his friend?
Did you like?
I didn't like horror movies.
No, it's that
because I like coming of age movies.
Yeah. Like Stand By Me.
Stand By Me, and I like movies like King of the Hill, Soderbergh movie with Jesse Bradford.
Jesse Bradford.
That's with Bobby Hill.
No,
right.
With Jesse Bradford, my man. From Hackers.
I don't know.
You know, Steven Soderbergh. This is maybe his second movie, actually, after Sex, Lies, and Videotape.
It's related to Steven Spielberg.
And, he did King of the Hill.
I like My Life as a Dog.
What else?
And
any good recent coming-of-age boys?
Yeah. Oh, Submarine. That was a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that? Richard Iotti made it,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Did you like Sing Street, I think is what it's called. It's about the boy in Ireland who sings in a band and they
Billy
change.
Elliot.
No, they change genres a bunch, and it's. I think you'd like.
Oh, change genres, huh?
Because you know how kids are.
Oh,
you know they're constantly
cool.
Inspired by new music.
Oh, I get
music.
It. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yeah, and they go from that to this girl I like doesn't like that kind of music. She likes this kind of music.
She likes Duran Duran.
I gotta see that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happens, right?
What's some more recent?
It goes from like The Cure to Duran.
You know, it's a really good coming of age movie, but it's also a family drama.
Huh?
This came out maybe close to 10 years ago at this point, but Lyme Life, and Lyme is spelled like Lyme disease, LYME.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Yeah, Timothy
Never
Hutton's
heard of
in it.
It.
You know it? Oh,
Alec doesn't know it either.
Timothy Hutton's in it. Alec Baldwin's in it. Timothy Hutton, Rory Culkin is in it, and Kieran Culkin is in it as well. And
two Culks.
Two Culks for the price of one, and also Emma Roberts is in it. And
is that true? They only paid him for one Culk?
Well, I only paid for
you
one.
You only paid
for one Culk. I got two.
Usually, you guys pay for separate Culks, but.
But the Timothy Hutton's in it, who plays one of the dads. And it's kind of a neat full circle thing because he played the dad in, he played the son in Ordinary People, which is it's a family drama, not really a coming of age movie, but it kind of is, but not really, but family drama, Ordinary People. And now he's playing the dad in Lyme Life. And then he came to a show once at the Hollywood Improv and I was performing on the show and I saw him and I said, oh, hey, I really like that movie Lyme Life. And I said, it was kind of neat how you... you know, it's like you play the son in Ordinary People, and then now you're the dad in Lyme Life. You know, there's kind of a neat full circle kind of thing. And he said, "Oh yeah. I think they were trying to go for that."
Is that like
I was
cool.
Right about that?
That's great.
So it's like a shared universe,
kind of a thing.
Does that
actually? Well, the thing is, Lyme Life takes place around the time of Ordinary People too. So that really was kind of interesting as well.
Have you ever done any other shows for celebs? Oh,
in front
I did
of celebrities,
one.
Dr. Drew.
No way. Where?
Bryan Cranston was at a show once.
Where?
At the Improv.
Huh?
All these people are at the Improv.
You're
sometimes.
An improv guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an improv guy.
I one time did a show at in front of Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yes. I delivered pizza to Tobey Maguire.
And was he nice?
Is he a tipper?
Well,
you don't have to talk shit.
I don't want to say anything in a public forum, but I'll just say this. He was dating Kirsten Dunst at the time.
Okay.
And I delivered to them both and she answered the door, and then one time it was just him by himself. And the time that I delivered to Kirsten Dunst, she did tip well, and she rubbed on my hand on accident.
Dang.
Boom, baby.
It was still kind of a hubba hubba kind of moment.
She's a big fat tipper?
For play, you know?
That's a different hubba hubba.
She's a big fat tipper?
She did well. She did well on tip, yeah.
Girl did well.
She did well on tip.
And Toby?
Toby, I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying...
He could
I'm
be
not,
a big fat tipper, too.
I'm not... I don't know. He could be. I
it's
don't
not,
know.
It wasn't a big fat. It was just maybe a regular tip.
Or maybe none at all. We don't know.
Which so you did a show for Toby M?
Yeah, he sat in the front row.
Where?
Tiger Lily or whatever place was called.
He did?
Dream, yeah.
Wait, which place? Hollywood Cafe or whatever it's called?
Yeah.
Howdy, cowboy.
And I sat back then, this was years ago.
At the Gower
Gulch. I did a joke. Yeah. I used to do a joke about Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's him.
And I started to do the joke.
But the original Spider-Man.
Sam Raimi Spider-Man.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
No, I meant like further back. Like the animated show.
No, this was about the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I started telling it, and I looked into the crowd because everybody was being quiet, and boom, front row. Tobey Maguire and Ethan...
Hawke.
No, the guy from Departed?
No, he's in Departed?
Wait, I'm someone else. No,
he's in like a bunch of... He's in Remember the Titans
and
stuff.
Is it the guy from My Name is Earl?
Yeah, My Name is Earl.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, Ethan. Is he a bigger guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Might have been in some episodes of Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Oh, okay.
You kind of remind me of Parker Lewis in a way, actually.
What's that? I don't know that.
You don't know Parker Lewis Can't Lose?
Uh-uh.
Oh, you would have loved it. You and your boys.
Do you know this?
You and your big boys would have loved it.
I don't know what this is at all.
Parker Lewis Can't Lose. It was shown Fox.
What
is that? The same 90s? Is that the same network as Strip?
Not in the late 90s. It was in the late 80s, if anything, actually.
Dang. Anything in a strip mall?
No, that's Comedy Central.
Which one?
Strip mall.
You think of Mallrats?
That's a movie.
Uh-huh.
That, but he's in that.
No, what's he the is one? In that, what's isn't the he? Horny Ethan. Library? Stacked.
Stacked. Yeah.
Are you talking about Stacked?
Well, I was talking about Mallrats. Kevin Smith.
That's a movie.
Wait, he's in that, yeah?
Yeah, he's in it.
And that. Jason Lee's in that, and Jason Lee's in My Name is Earl.
Boom.
Bam.
Boom.
There you go.
Wow, and he's a skater.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And he has a connecting eyebrow like me.
But you fixed that.
No, I never touched it.
Okay, it just fell out?
No, I have it still.
You can't see it in this lighting.
It's not super hardcore. It's not like full on, but...
I honestly can't see it.
Let me tell you something about males.
I think he has touched it.
When if you... If any males are listening right now, if you have
does
a
this
connecting
go the
eyebrow,
same with boys?
It's all males.
Can,
boys,
just, can girls,
boys to men.
Oh, boys
can
as well?
Women?
From everything from boys to men.
Okay, my ears are
is
open.
It okay if females listen to this?
So far,
not really.
I don't know what you're going to say, Brent, but I'm just ahead of time. I'm just going to give you a point. Thank you. So.
Thank thee.
Yes.
All right, so, what you going to say?
Listen, guys, males. Yes. Listen, males.
Uh-huh.
If you have a connecting eyebrow.
If this is really good, you're going to get an extra point.
If you have a connecting eyebrow, do not try to pluck it. Do not try to shave it. Just embrace being a man and a male and let it be.
Okay.
And I tell you this, you can own it. And you can, I tell you, it's a very liberating thing to just say, I have a unibrow and that's me. And I'm a male.
I think that's really nice.
And I would see in high school some of the boys shaving their eyebrows or whatever. And I thought, don't do that. You're negating your maleness. Just be a male and embrace it and just be confident about it. And you know what? It's actually attractive.
What?
It's actually attractive.
It's attractive to be confident and embrace something that some people might think
this is
not,
powerful.
Yeah, okay. Or something like that, you know? And I all think, the cool people have unibrows, actually.
I think this is good advice for anybody.
Like, Frida? I don't know, Arj Barker.
Would you say Witt has one?
Frida?
No, I don't.
You don't have one?
Frida, yeah. All the cool males have
so,
it.
So, Witt, you're deducted 1 point.
Why?
Because of the unibrow thing.
Oh, yeah. Dang.
Rod, do you have one?
I don't, but I don't pluck.
What about Andy Garcia?
Yeah, does he have one?
I don't know. I did a comedy show for him once.
Oh, he was in front of it?
Yeah.
Oh, snoop.
Wow.
Y'all want a rundown?
Of what?
The points.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the Chris Hardwick presents
points.
Brent coming in with a staggering 11 points.
Wow.
Rod coming in with a not so bad 1 point.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah.
It's just a point.
I only have one more point than you.
Because
it's like 1-1.
Yeah. That's
and then
actually,
you have one.
Exactly.
So it's just, I just have one more point.
Probably just almost the same.
And coming in dead last with 0 points is my man, Whitmer Thomas.
That's too bad.
Sorry, Whit.
You know what, though? If you just take. You take one of check this out. Take one of my ones from the 11 and you just connect the ends of it and you get a zero. Like you. So therefore
you're a zero.
I then I would.
So you have a one like my one and you have a zero like my connected one. You know,
so
and
we're
therefore
all the same.
We're all the same.
We're all boys.
That's good.
We're all men.
I think that's a great way to end.
We're all male.
This has been the American
what? Let's get a clean one.
What do you mean a clean one?
Because I paused and I didn't know that was a
stop.
I didn't know that was a feature.
Brent, say one positive thing about males.
Okay,
and then we'll end on
wait,
that.
One positive thing about what?
About male. Like
I did. Do you
no,
have a plug?
I think one male.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Remember, and this is a thing that you can put on a shirt. Like, this is a saying that is good.
We are going to put this on a shirt.
Oh, I got some shirt ideas.
Okay.
Well, I got this one shirt that just says, it just goes, what does it say? Just like, it just says, tis gay.
What?
Tis gay, you know?
But
that's not really about males.
Is that
but,
a Christmas thing?
Yeah. Or it's no, it's just like a thing. It's all seasons. But here's what I'm going to say about males. And I don't know if you could put this on a shirt.
Oh, I'll put it on a shirt.
Is that I love male energy because there's something about it that just really you connect to, you know, as a male. And there's something funny about it, and it's a safe place. And I love male energy.
Mm-hmm.
So just that's really fun, you know? I just like that. And I think you should like it too. And sometimes people, these guys go on and on about how, oh, all my friends are girls or whatever. And I'm thinking they're just posers, you know, like just embrace who you are as a male. And, you know, it's male energy. That's what we can thrive on is male energy. And just, I'll tell you this, if I ever had a writer's room for a TV show, all men.
Hit it, Clay. That's been another episode of the American Arts and Culture Review Podcast. Today, our number one guest was the number one big boy mailman, Brent Wanbach. And we had audience member Rod Berry, and that's nice. Clay Tatum's on the keys.
Yeah, thank you. Don't forget tomorrow, dirty merch.
Yeah. Clay's nice, Brent's nice, and Rod's nice. Be yourself and love your friends. Everybody's cool, everybody's nice. Slappy dude to you. Be nice and be cool. Hit it, Clay.
Okay, hit what?
The keys.
Okay.
Is that a laugh?
Forever.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Engineered and mastered by Alex Sarche. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.